I think I have heard this call to religious life since my early childhood. Before entering the convent, I was a teacher, and when the time came to look for a community, to choose one, I was looking for a community which combined prayer and apostolate. And the Ursulines were almost the only cloistered community, contemplative and active at the same time. I didn't know exactly what cloister meant, but I knew that the Ursulines had a part of prayer life, maybe more than many other communities. When I finished the course in normal school, I was thinking of becoming a sister. But you know, it doesn't mean that in the world I didn't have any friends like the other normal girls. Well, I had a boyfriend for sure. But I always had that idea of religious life milling in my head. So, I would say I was attracted by religious life when I was young. I think I really had the desire, but just the same, I had friends, boyfriends, though it seemed that it was not a call. I felt that this kind of love would not entirely fulfill me.
I always thought of teaching. You know, it was already decided I could dedicate myself to teaching, and the best way to fully dedicate myself to education was to become an Ursuline.